Ethan Wood takes his place in the goal right below us here, Brad. Down at the other end, Josh Smith. Two pretty equally matched teams, two pretty equally matched records. Braves coming off a big 8-0 win last night. Little equipment problem just before we drop the puck here on a chin strap. Linesman Junquist snaps it in place for it. Checks with the goaltenders and the timekeeper. And we are underway at the Barn by the Bay on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Brave Blues, the opening draw, brought into their end by Colin Helenke. Helenke drops it in. Henneke along the boards plants himself out front now. Giveaway. Braves break out of their zone. Led by number 9, Trevor Belagne. He dumps it in down deep behind Smith. Big pile up behind the net. Legion come out of the zone with it. Once again led by Henneke. Henneke turns it over through center ice. Right back the other way. Andrika into the zone with a head of steam. And that's broke up. And now Legion comes back the other way through center ice. Good footwork at the blue line by Walker Hazen to keep that puck out. He dumps it, and the Braves will go for their first change. Legion, long sheet-to-sheet pass all the way down to the Tawas blue line. Hard work down there. Lettner behind the Tawas net, rings it around out to the point, won't go through, and now we got a foot race for it. Cody Prim's in that race, but back to get it. For the Legion, and they wrap it around their own net. Lettner down there working hard for the Legion, trying to get the puck out. Kept in at the blue line by the Braves. Still loose. Out to the point. Walks in from the point with a shot. Engage Maxfield. Gets the first Braves shot on goal tonight. Puck still deep in the Legion zone. Big pile up again. Good body work right now. Good pace to this game. Puck still lay deep in the corner. Chips out to the point. Shot from the point. That didn't get all the way through. Knocked down out front. Braves battle for it in the corner. Cody Prim digging hard. Comes out to the point again. That's going to get kept in by Braden Heimer. And he finally loses it. And Legion will dump it all the way down in behind Wood. Puck lay loose now behind the boards. It's mishandled. Put out to the point. That puck came out. And that'll be a delayed offside. Braves choose to scoop it and go the other way. Braves in a hurry down to the other end, down along the far wall. Wrapped around the boards. Bradley, they got a 17 on the ice, and he didn't give that to us. The Braves do. Going off right now. Legion right back the other way through center ice. Shot on goal. Ethan Wood with his first save of the day, and a big one. Big blocker save. Sends Benny Bolin back the other way with the rebound. Bolin dumps it in deep down behind Josh Smith in the Legion zone. Kept in again nicely at the blue line. That's Belagne. Belagne wraps it behind the net. Given chase down there by Andrika. Finally, Legion gets it just out of their zone into the neutral ice area. Good body check there. Right back the other way. Now Sawyer Allman walks in on his backhand in front of the net. Shoots! Oh, great save by Smith. As Sawyer Allman almost opened the can here. Still scoreless. 13:53 left in the first. Neutral ice play. The Braves dumping. It goes out of play, and they'll change now. Good pace to this game, Brad.
Yeah, we were worried about the Tawas energy after the game last night. Have not seen that problem so far. I am loving the play right now from the Tawas defense. They are knocking every puck off the stick of Legion right now, making everything they do very, very difficult. One near major mistake, but other than that, Tawas playing very well early on, and yeah, I don't have another number 17 for you either.
Well, we're going to try to communicate with our guys down in the box. Off the draw, shot right on. Wood makes a save on that, and that's cleared off to the side. Puck lay loose, still in the Tawas zone. Fronson back to the point. Wraps it over to the other point. Puck loose. They dump it in behind Wood. Wood, puck lay behind his net. Two Legion players down there. Nice defensive play. And the Braves break out of their zone. Maxfield can't find the handle on it. Puck loose. Here come Legion in on goal. Quick move. Shot from the high slot. And that's deflected nicely. Good shot there by by Ryan, and it gets tipped up into the netting, and we'll have a faceoff right downstairs here.
Yeah, there it is again. Brayden Heimer gets his puck down, makes sure that he helps out his goalie, Ethan Wood. Again, a nice job there by the Tawas defense. Got a little out of position there, but Heimer able to recover.
Brayden Boland is wearing number 17 for the Braves. Off the draw, shot, saving a beauty by Wood, and kicked away up to the blue line, but not out. Big hit out in front in the high slot. Braves battling to get it out. Can't do it. Shot again in Wood with a big save. Ethan Wood coming up big early for the Braves today. Puck gets to the blue line. Kept in by the Legion. Lay loose in the slot. Cross-ice pass fanned on right out in front by Tyler Lamb. Rebound again. And finally, covered up by Ethan Wood. And I tell you what, a little bit of luck and a little bit of good goaltending there. We could have been down 1-0.
Yeah, a lot of luck on one of those. I'm not sure that Ethan Wood saw it, but it happened to hit him right in the helmet. He kind of got lucky. He got up close and personal with it. But good job by the Dallas defense making a chance there that missed by the Legion 2 with a wave and a miss on one of those open net shots.
Andrika takes the faceoff against Henry. Henry wins it and fires a backhander right on Ethan Wood. And once again, Woody's been sharp early here, keeping the Braves in this game. We're scoreless, 12:38 left in the first period. Come on down to the barn and enjoy the game, or stay in the warmth of your home and listen to us on the radio. Braves win the draw, try to get it out. Kept in, though, by Cabe Lettner. Caleb Lettner on front again, and Wood, another save and another save twice. Didn't even see the second shot come. It got caught in his leg pad, and attacking prowess being presented right now by the Legion.
Yeah, Ethan Wood didn't know he had the puck, but he turned around, thought it was in his net, and realized that it wasn't. So he's like, oh, I must have it somewhere, and ends up finding it. But yeah, the first 2 minutes of this game, all Tawas, everything has changed in the last two or three minutes. Tawas needs to do something, get the puck out of their zone.
Hooper wins the draw right below us. They poke away at it. Wrapped around, that hit the referee on the way out of the zone. Tawas finally gets a handle on it, and Allman gets it up through center ice to Andrika. Andrika with a head of speed takes a backhand shot. That's wide. Goes behind the net, and Andrika gives chase to it, but the Legion clears it out to center ice. Good stick there by Brayden Heimer to keep the puck out of the zone. Legion try to slap it back in, lay loose in the high slot behind Wood. Good play there by Brayden Boland to wrap it around. Not out, though. Kept in by the Legion out at the point. They backhand the puck down low, and there's a loose puck and a head of steam out of the zone. That's Cody Prim. Cody Prim rolling through. Oh, and that's just wide. I'm sorry, that was Trevor Bolaña. These numbers got me messed
up a little bit.
Single
digit.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Puck loose out to the blue line. Ben Boland puts it off to the side of the net. Shot on goal, saving a beauty by Josh Smith. That is Andrika working hard down behind the Legion goal. Josh Smith, the goaltender for the Legion, grabs onto that, hangs on, as Tawas had the best pressure of the day down in the Legion zone. 11-13, we're scoreless.
Seven shots on goal already for the Legion. Four for Tawas area as they try to pick up the pace a little bit here and reset the momentum. No score, but trying to reset the attacking towards Tawas right now.
Off the faceoff, number 11, Taylor Williams on the ice. Shot from the corner, kept in. Braves try to center it. Boland from the blue line. That gets blocked and right back the other way on a break. The Legion walks in, shot, driving a beauty, but it was wide. And Tawas kicks it out through neutral ice. Race for the puck between Boland and the defenseman from the Legion. The Legion win that battle, get it down into the blue line, and then Tawas sends it right back to the Legion zone. Legion regroup. Cross ice pass. That hit a skate. Brady Franzel out on the ice. He's out there with Wyatt Ryan. They get the puck in the Tawas zone. Cleared nicely. No stick in his hand, though, right now for Cody Prim. Wrapped around the boards. Ooh, good body check right below us by Ben Boland as he put it on Heinicke. Legion with the puck down behind the Tawas net, shot by Heinicke just wide. Tawas picks it up now. Taylor Williams with a head of speed. Up to Gage Maxfield through center ice. Down into the Legion zone. Maxfield puts on the brakes, loses control of the puck. Williams down there body checking as well. Good pace to this game, 9:51 left in the first. You're listening to Kurt Romberger and Brad Allen on WKJC, and it's a good pace to this game right now, Brad. Good, real good.
And you can tell both teams really moving here on the Saturday. And not out of control, but on the fringe of out of control. A couple of these shots, you don't even really know if they're shots. They're going a little bit wide. Both teams, a lot of energy. Big chance here for Tawas after the icing, getting to have a face-off down in the Legion zone.
Draw one by Andrika. Puck chipped around behind the Legion goal. Back to get it is Allman. Allman behind the net tries to tuck it in. And Josh Smith holds his ground as Sawyer Allman had a great chance there from behind the net to make it 1-0 Braves.
High school hockey on 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by the Walker Agency of Augray and West Branch, Fresh Funeral Home in Tawa City, Augray Hill, Oscoda, Prescott, and Twining.
Face off to the right of Josh Smith. Braves win it, wrap it around the boards, keep it in on the far wing. Braden Boland down there, digging hard in the corner along with Sawyer Allman. Good battle for the puck down in the corner. Sawyer Allman finds the puck behind the net, centers it, comes all the way out to the blue line. Braves get a handle on it, Braden Heimer, but it hit a shin pad and right back the other way for Legion. Kyle Andrika right there to shut that down and turn it back the other way out into neutral ice. Back to get it is Marshall Ryan. He headmans it for the Legion. Braves get it out of their own zone on a nice play and a good pass. Up to Braden Heimer down the wing. Heimer with a shot that's just wide. Wraps around behind the net. Legion try to clear it. Comes to Ben Bolin at the point. He keeps it in. Puck lay loose in the high slot. Now here come the Legion out of their zone. Good head of steam here down into the Tawas zone. Braves break it up nicely with some good footwork by Sawyer Allman, and they get it out of the zone. Allman now with the puck over center ice. He's at the end of a shift. Gives up on it along the near wall, and the Legion come right back the other way. They kind of got Tawas changing right now. Letting her wrap around behind the net. Doesn't shoot it, hangs on to it. Now he lets it go, and that's a goal. Lettner, number 75, Caleb Lettner, wrapped around behind the net and took a shot from the high slot. And you know what? I'll be honest with you, Ethan Wood didn't even see that.
I think a lack of focus there by Ethan Wood. Didn't follow the puck all the way through and ends up giving up the look. Good job there by Lettner to, wrap that all the way around, turn around, and just kind of fire it. What looked like he was just going to make a centering pass. Instead, he fires it at the net. 1-0 Legion, 8:13 to play here in our first period.
Well, you never like opening up the game going down a goal, so the Braves will be in for a battle now the rest of the day. They win the draw at center ice and chip it into the Legion zone. Legion comes right back out of their own zone to the Tawas blue line. That's broken up nicely there by Walker Hazen. He gets the puck out. Good battle for it. Won by Devin Gradoff, and Gradoff wraps it in behind the Legion goal. Gives it away to the Braves right there. Puck lay loose behind the net. They poke at it and try to tuck it in behind Josh Smith, but he'll have none of that, and we'll have a faceoff deep in the Legion zone.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on WKJC, your power station for sports.
Broadcasting from the shores of Tawas Bay, you're listening to the big one, 50,000 watts. WKJC-FM, Tawas City, East Tawas, a Carroll Broadcasting station.
Face-off down to the right-hand side of Josh Smith, won by the Legion. They chip it around the backboards. Braden Franzel's right there. He centers the puck, and the Legion get out of their own zone. Now through center ice. Braves there to chip away at it down deep in their zone. Puck wraps around behind the net. Braden Heimer leaves it there for Maxfield. Maxfield can't get a handle on it. Legion still in control down deep in the zone. Henneke tries to get it back to his point man, but that's chipped out nicely by Gage Maxfield. And Legion will regroup, and they do, and walk right in. Shot hit the crossbar right in front of us, and I tell you what, that was real close. Another one out in the high slot, and another shot right on, and Ethan Wood grabs a hold of it, makes it a big, big save. Could have been 2-0 real easy there, Brad.
Yeah, got lucky. The crossbar friendly for Tawas. That's the 11th, your 10th shot on goal for the Legion here in these first 10 minutes. Tawas defense going to have to pick up. I gave them so much love in the first 3 minutes of the game. Since then, they've cost me.
7 minutes left in our first period. Face off to the right of Wood. That's won by the Legion. They wrap it around the boards. Kept in nicely on the other side of the ice. Picked up behind the net by 96, Tyler Lamb. He gets it out to the blue line. Shot that's driven wide. Comes back out to the other point with a shot, also wide. Lamb gets it back. Looking for Jones out in the slot. Out in front, nice toe save by Wood. Kicks it into the corner. Lamb again sends it out to his point. Shot right on, tipped by Jones. And Wood had to be sharp to keep that out of the net. Braves running around a little. Finally, Ben Bolin gets a puck in the slot and clears it out all the way down the ice. Could be an icing here, and it is. With 6:19 left in the first, Legion up 1-0 on the Braves.
High school hockey brought to you in part by Revord Builders of East Dallas, Blue Bear Jewelry of East Dallas, and Northeastern Window and Door, Harrisville and Alpena. I feel like Tawas is close, though, Kurt. It's 1-0, but they just need a couple of things to fall their way, and they're going to see one go into the back of the net here.
Face off to the right-hand side. Pretty good break here by Cooper Gorman. Cooper Gorman tries to make a move, gets just knocked off the puck by defenseman Marshall Ryan. But he gives chase for it. Three Braves dig down in the corner for it. Cooper Gorman, one of them, still battling. Puck comes loose right out in the slot. Braves get it on their backhand, back to the point. Shot from Hemer. That was right on. Nice save by Smith. Behind the net. Now Tawas walks right out front in the high slot. And the Legion pick it up and head back the other way. Good head of steam here for the Legion coming into the Tawas zone. Big number 20. Gabe Vanderlip fires a shot. Goes all the way around the boards. The hitting's picking up now a little bit. Braves chip it out of their zone, and it gets out to neutral ice. Braves will go for a quick change. Coming up on 5:25 here in the first. Puck's shot sloppily by the Legion all the way to the Tawas zone. Braden Hemer there to pick it up. Gets it out, gets it ahead. Andrika, he loses the puck. And now the Legion walk in, and Andrika steals it off his stick and goes right back the other way, 3-on-2. Andrika into the zone, loses control of the puck. It's in the feet of his partner, and they can't find it. Finally kicked down the ice by the Legion, and that's far enough for an icing. We'll have a faceoff down in the Legion zone.
Now you got to see Andrika's speed right there. He took that puck and went, just couldn't quite weave his way through the defense. And you, again, you're starting this. You're seeing some good things from the Tawas offense. They just a little bit more crisp on some of these, and they'll find their way.
Faceoff to the right of Josh Smith. 1-0 lead Legion here. Braves win the draw. They get it back toward the point. Trevor Bologna with a shot. That's going to be wide. Given chase by Allman. He can't find the handle. And the Legion clear it up to the blue line. Benny Bolin wraps it right back in. Hits the dasher funny and squirts across the slot. Now the Legion wrap it around the other way. Once again, Ben Bolin right there keeps it in. Gets a shot that goes wide. Given chase behind the net by Bologna. Legion pick it up, zip it out to the neutral ice right there. Ben Bolin turns it the other way to Allman, and Allman's going to get that puck back in. Works it down onto the stick of Bologna, who backhands it down into the Legion zone. Legion wrap it around their own net to the far side. They try to get that out, gets to the blue line, but chipped back in by Tawas. Finally cleared by the Legion. 4-12, 1-0 Legion. Here on a Saturday afternoon at the Barn by the Bay. Sloppy play right now. Neutral zone play. Back to get it in the Tawas zone is Kyle Andrika. Gets it to Ben Bolin. Cross ice back for Andrika, who sends it all the way up to Allman. And Allman walks in over the blue line. Allman goes wide. Centers the puck. And coming out of his net a little bit, Josh Smith grabbed that down and says, I'll take a faceoff right now.
That's an aggressive move there, but Legion hasn't really had a chance to change, so Smith did a good job there. Come out, grab the puck, be aggressive, and get his team a chance to make a change here. 3:50 to play in our first period, 1-0 Legion.
Face off to Smith's right. Braves win the draw again, comes to the blue line, but couldn't be kept in that time as Hemer had trouble with it. Hemer finally chips it forward, Maxfield there. Hemer gets it into the zone. Defenseman Jackson Reinke clears the puck for the Legion, and now it's right down the boards here in front of us. And Braden Boland centers it right out in the slot for the Legion. Bad giveaway by Boland on that. Hasn't hurt him yet. Puck back behind the net. Finally, Maxfield picks it up and clears the zone. Cross ice pass all the way across to Devin Gradoff. That one hit the linesman as the Legion tried to clear it. And back to pick it up now is Tyler Lamb. The Legion can't quite get it out of the zone. Braves wrap it back around the net. 2:52 left in the first. Legion clears it all the way back into the Braves zone. Don't forget to join us in our first intermission with special guest Teresa Andrika, the president of the Red Line Club. Benny Boland from center ice drives it in, and the Tawas forecheck starts to take over. Digging down deep in the corners, Cody Prim. They can't hang in down there. Legion clear, and the Braves drive it right back in. At the blue line, Boland takes a shot that goes off a defender into the corner. Braves give chase and dig down in the corner, but Legion come out with it. One man strong going against two Braves down into the Tawas zone. Franzel tries to center it. Good stick there by the Braves' number two, Walker Hazen. Braves get it out through center ice. Bolaña walks in, sets up, shot. That's just wide, deflected. Smith clears it to the corner. Puck still loose in the corner. Braves digging at it. Ben Boland keeps it in at the point. Puck not out. Oh yeah, there's a penalty coming right there as Trevor Bolaña hit a guy from behind. And let's hope it's not a major here, Brad.
1:42 to play in our first period, 1-0. It's a bit of a choppy start to this one.
Looks like they're just going two-minute minor cross-check. So that's better than the five-minute major. Tough penalty to take for Trevor Bolaña this late in the period. Now the Braves got to kill this last minute 42 here in the first period and try to get in the locker room down just 1-0.
And they're on a bit of thin ice right now, no pun intended. And they need to get into this locker room, either 1-0 or, I mean, obviously they'd love to score a shorthanded goal here.
Lettner, Lamb, and Henry up front for the Legion. They win the draw back to the point. Down low to Lamb. Lamb tries to center it. No go there. Braden Boland wraps it around the boards, but kept in. Cross ice pass between the Braves defensemen down deep again to Lamb. Lamb loses it in his feet. Puck lay loose. Lettner picks it up. Comes out front. Puck lay loose by Wood. The referee lost sight of that puck and blows the play down. And we'll have a faceoff deep in the Tawas Braves zone with 1:21 left in our first period.
Good start there by the Braves. They looked cool, calm, collected a little bit in what can be a frantic situation when you're trying to get a penalty kill.
Face off to the left, Easton Wood. Legion wins a draw. Lamb puts it back to the point. At the blue line now, drove in deep. Lettner there giving chase for it. Him and Braden Boland fight over the puck. Allman on a backhander clears it down the ice nicely. And that'll bring up our final minute of play here in the third period. I mean, in the first period, 1-0. Legion. That puck sent in and touched offside as it went across the line by Kyle Andrika. It'll be a faceoff at the blue line down in the Legion end.
Kyle tried to avoid it. He didn't want to touch it. He kind of got real thin because he kind of figured he was offside. And right as it touched his skate, he turned and looked at the linesman. He knew where he was. 55 and a half seconds, 1:13 left in the power play that'll carry over into the second period.
Braves win the draw. Ben Boland circles around, fires it down ice as they're still shorthanded. Legion control the puck in their own zone. Marshall Ryan brings it out with a head of steam through center ice and into the Tawas zone. Ryan wraps it around behind the net. Ryan centers it. Puck lay loose in the feet there, and a nice clear by the Braves. Take us down to the 30-second mark here in the first period, and they'd love to get out of here without giving a goal up. Allman causes a turnover on the forecheck, and he's going to draw a penalty, too, on the Legion for a hold as the play's loose right now down in the Legion end. And what a good play there late in the period by Sawyer Allman to draw that holding penalty.
Yeah, great job in Taos. Very and once they saw the delayed penalty to get Ethan Wood off the ice to get them an extra skater while they were waiting. Penalty came quick, so we're back to even strength. In the second period, we'll start with a power play.
A Hemphill Schirmer Etchworks power play. Is that correct?
Almost. Hemphill and Schirmer was, I think, our last one. We changed it up.
Okay.
Russo Engineering.
Russo
and
Engineering.
Taos Bay Edgeworks.
And Taos Bay Edgeworks.
That's right.
Yeah, I got an extra shout out to the big guys.
That's right.
Sorry
Hemphill and
that.
Schirmer get one too. That's right.
Another great sponsor. Last 8 seconds here. Braves dump it in deep. 4-on-4 right now. Ooh, another little slew foot in the corner that could have got called on Legion. And then Taos retaliates. And Taos is going to get a penalty on that. The Legion player came in from behind, took the feet out of the Braves player along the boards. Then the Taos player came in and retaliated on that. And I can tell you, I can just see from over here, the Braves are going to get a penalty for that to start the second period. At the end of one, the Legion one and the Taos Braves nothing. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have a very special guest, Teresa Andrika, the president of the Red Line Club. You're listening to Taos Hockey on 104.7, your power station for sports. Hey! Kurt Romberger back at the Barn by the Bay. We're through one period of play here, and it's the Legion 1 and the Taos Braves nothing. And it's my pleasure to have on a very special guest with me today, Teresa Andrika, who is the president of the Braves Red Line Club, and she's going to explain to us what the Red Line Club is.
Hey, thanks, Kurt. I appreciate it. Red Line Club is really the organization behind the Braves varsity team. We take advantage of all the extracurricular events that we have for the boys. We manage the money. We try to do some team bonding and community service events, just kind of keeping the boys together through the season and off.
And are most of the members of that parents, I would assume?
No, actually not. It's half and half. We try to get some community members and some of the younger kids' parents coming up. So it's just a little more of a broad group of people.
But there's a lot of little detailed day-to-day things that I know that you have your hands in that you help do here around the rink, like the schedules when they come out and the rosters when they come out from the visiting team. Is that all something that the Red Line Club's in charge of?
Yes. We take care of all the rostering. With hockey, things change constantly. So the game schedules change. We try to keep the websites updated and the community involved.
And is it easy to become a member of the Red Line Club?
And so this is something new officially. This year we started the nonprofit for the first time. So annually there'll be seats available to be voted on. The members are the parents of the varsity team, so they vote every year.
Okay. And just a lot of good things that they do for the team that goes on behind the scenes, including things like what are going on right now. You said you didn't have anything to do with the one today, but we got the little tiny mini mites on the ice doing a shootout between periods here, and
Yes. There's
nothing cuter than that. That's how my partner Brad Allen would skate if he were out there right now. Now, the other cool thing, Teresa, besides just the Red Line Club, you got a kid on the team right now. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about being a hockey mom, and are you happy to be back in Taos playing hockey?
You know what? We are. Kyle's played hockey since he's been about 4 years old. Started out with these little guys out here, not being able to stand on the ice. And we took a little break, did some travel for a few years, got some different experiences, but there's nothing like playing for your home team.
Well, I can tell you that as a community and as a guy that follows this hockey team very closely, we are really glad to have Kyle Andrika back playing on the team. And we're really glad to have his mom back running the Red Line Club
there
as
we
well.
Go. Thank you.
Now, there's a couple things that you want to have a shout out to that are coming up this summer, which is going to be much warmer than it is today.
Yes, sir.
Tell the folks about that.
Yeah, we do an annual golf outing every year. That's our major fundraiser. All the money we make throughout the season goes towards the boys and also towards the rink for improvements. It's at Knollwood Golf in Augre. We do that the second weekend in August. And also just, you know, a big shout out to our Brave Sports Boosters. They were extremely generous this year and bought all of our boys brand new bags. So they have matching bags, and it's not a cheap expense there. It was a gracious gift.
The sports boosters are good people, that's for sure. And how do they sign up for that golf outing when they want to, when the time comes in the spring?
They can get a hold of Mel Rattel, myself. It'll be in the newspaper. Get a hold of Noel Wood, any hockey parent.
There you go.
It's a fun day.
Well, Teresa, I appreciate you taking your time out of your day coming up and visiting us with a little bit. And we wish you luck, and good luck to Kyle the last two periods of this game. Go have him, go talk him into getting us a goal here.
I'll be right back.
Tying this thing up. Okay. Teresa Andrique, everybody, the president of the Red Line Club, joining us this afternoon. This is Kurt Romberger. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll tee up for the second period here. You're listening to 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports.
First period intermission here from the barn by the bay. Brad Allen and Kurt Romberger here with you. Got a whole lot to clean up from the end of that first period. So there's 17 seconds left in the first Tawas penalty. Then there's a minute and 42 seconds left from the Legion penalty. And then right at the end, we have another Tawas penalty. They'll have a full 2 minutes on it when we start this period. So it will be, for 17 seconds, 4-on-3. Then we'll get to 4-on-4 and then a power play for 18 seconds for...
You're correct, Bradley. They wasted what would have been a minute and a half of power play time going into that third period by taking that late retaliation penalty. So, like you said, 4-on-3 for 17, and then we'll be 4-on-4 for pretty much equal amount of time till the very end of it. But, I tell you what, I was expecting a little bit more out of the Braves offensively that period. But I'm also very thankful that it's only 1-0, because Ethan Wood made some good saves. He also made some saves he didn't know he made, which were lucky, and I'm going to give him that. But you got to have a little luck. You got to have a little goal pulse now and then. All those things are part of the equipment bag for a goaltender. Yeah. But, you know, Tawas needs to play down in the Legion end this half. Legion will be down here, and we'll hopefully see Tawas shooting some pucks at the net this period.
Yeah, and so I'll take my very unofficial look at my stat sheet. And the shots weren't as separate as they could have been. 14 shots on goal for Legion, and, man, you felt like out of those 14, a good 4 or 5 of them were really good scoring opportunities.
Absolutely, they were right from the area, right from the slot.
And I have 6 shots on goal for Tawas, and a lot of those were in the first 2-3 minutes. They got a good 3 or 4 of those right away. Felt like they were going, and maybe the legs kind of died on them a little bit. Hopefully they can ramp back up here.
And I'd have to say Tawas really only had 1, maybe 2 good looks on those 6 shots as well. They didn't have a whole lot of real good looks on goal for that. But that's why we play the game. We got 2 more periods left. Little bit of a delay this period because the kids were out doing a little score of the Mini-Mite program here. And great to have Teresa Andrique on. Nice to hear about all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes with the Red Line Club. All organizations have a club like that. It's good to see they went nonprofit now. They can raise funds. They can do all kinds of things. They got the big golf outing the second week of August at Knollwood, and good to have her on the air. Our second period guest today is, I was going to kind of surprise you, but it's 9th grader Gage Maxfield's coming on board.
One little star freshman for the Tawas team. That's right.
Maybe he could get a goal during the second period so we have something to talk to
him
about.
There we go.
Right?
Get him something there. Yeah, get him something to talk about. But they got to get us in that golf outing. I've not played in that Tawas hockey golf outing. How's that not happened? I don't understand.
Can you golf better than you can skate?
A lot better than I can.
Then I
skate.
Tell you All what, right. We'll get in it next year.
All right.
Me and you will get a team in it.
All right, there we go. We'll get one.
Does your girlfriend play?
Yeah, fiance plays, yeah.
I'll get my wife Kim and we'll get her, and
there we go.
We'll have a foursome and go out there and play it in Old View for the golf outing next year.
Yeah, and then after we play 1 year, then they won't let us play anymore.
Oh, 17 minutes on the board. The ice is done. The officials should be on the ice. We're gonna take one more quick break. We'll be back with you for the second period here on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports.
About ready for our second period here on 104.7 WKJC. 1-0 Legion. Quickly get your reset. We have 17 seconds of what we'll call a Legion power play, 4-on-3. And then it will be 4-on-4 for a minute and 42 seconds. then Legion will have a power play for the last 18 seconds. So that's how we set up here as we're ready to start our second period.
Linesman Junquist puts the puck on the ice between the two players, and we are underway here in the second period. Tallis dumps it down. They're two men short as we speak. They'll get a guy back in 5 seconds here. Legion gets ready to bring the puck in the net. That's Caleb Lettner, the goal scorer. And the Braves send it, and that should be an icing because we're 4-on-4. The refs missed that. And the Braves get a break, and Gage Maxfield's going to try to take advantage of it down in the corner. Lettner clears the puck. Allman giving chase to it, back to Lettner, and now Lettner through center ice, 4-on-4 into the Braves zone. Onto his backhand, he shoots it just wide on a weak shot. Benny Bolin tries to clear it, leaves it behind his own net. Good battle for the puck going on there. Lettner comes up with it. Out to the point. Cross ice to the other side. Shot from the point. That's just wide. Picked up again down low. Henry. Henry shoots it around the net. Braves pick it up behind their own net. Quick move by Ben Bolin. Looks down ice. Tries to clear it. Gets it to Maxfield. Maxfield through center ice. Nice backhand pass to Allman. Allman into the zone. Down into the corner deep. Allman tries to chip it into the slot. It isn't a slot. Lay loose. And the Legion try to clear it. Two guys down into the corner hard. Henry clears the puck out of the Braves zone. And the Braves drive it right back in behind goaltender Smith. And that came in as an offside or an icing. And we'll go down to the other end.
Yeah, icing ends up being the call here. 15 seconds left here in the 4-on-4 before the power play for the Legion will kick in. A little bit slow moving to start here for the Braves. Already look like they're just kind of, they need to pick it up a little bit. A little worrisome that even in just a minute and a half, you can kind of see them moving a bit slow.
Well, they got the special teams out there right now. Face off to the left of Wood. Braves lose the draw. Gets back to the point for Legion. They walk in, take a shot. That was right on goal. Wood got a piece of it. Deflected it up into the netting off a drive from Marshall Ryan from the point. And we're down to 6 seconds left, and Legion will be back at full strength. But the Braves only got 24 seconds left, and they'll be back, and we'll be back to 5-on-5. Braves win the draw this time, put it behind the net, but Legion is the first one there to get the puck. Out to the point, drive by Jackson Reinke, over to his partner, cross ice. Puck still lay loose, drove in deep by Marshall Ryan. That's intercepted by the Braves and coming right back up the middle of the ice. Shot! That was just wide on a nice move and good speed by Kyle Andrika. And now straight back the other way. Andrika picks it up again. He gets checked with the stick from Frantzel. Still in. Andrika in the slot, and he shot it wide. Best chance for the Braves this period. Legion clear it out, and then they send it right back in deep, the Braves do. Right down below on us, Reinke gives the puck away to Devin Gradoff, who tried to center it, and Franzel breaks that up and heads back the other way for the Legion. Puck loose at center ice, chipped in by Wyatt Ryan. Puck flipped into the corner. Braves with a nice move along the wall to get it out through center ice. Here they come into the zone. Braves in the zone. That's chipped away. Good play there to break it up from Trevor Bolaño. Bolaño still giving chase to the puck. Takes some body from Ole down the corner. Odell. Cross around behind his net. Puck lay loose. Chipped around behind the net again. Bolaño throws the body again. The Legion kind of in a fog right now trying to get the puck out. Franzel wraps it around the boards. And that'll go all the way down the ice for an icing. And it kind of looked like the Legion fell asleep a little bit there.
Yeah, what a great scoring opportunity right as we got back to 5-on-5. Good chance. Kyle Andrika right in front of the net. Kind of got caught turning. Couldn't get a full shot on it as he was turning. Just missed it a little bit. But hopefully that is a look for more to come. 1-0 Legion over the Braves. 13:46 to play in our second period.
Face off to the right of Smith of the Legion. Braves win it. Gage Maxfield tries to center it, and that's broke up by Reinke. Maxfield gets it neutral ice and kind of chips it around behind his partner, Ben Bolin. It goes all the way back into the Braves zone along the wall. And now the Legion in their forechecking But the Braves start out strong, three wide. Maxfield brings it into the Legion zone. Nice move. Walks through the circle, shot right on net. Engage Maxfield with a really good chance there as he came down the wing. Put it right on net. Good save, Josh Smith.
That's exactly what you're looking for. Smith did a good job, instead of letting it ricochet, that's what you're looking for, is for the ricochet and your teammate to help you out right there. This game brought to you in part by the IRISA Tech Center of Tawas City, A-plus Automotive of the Tawas' Hale and Glennie, and Bolin Asphalt and Paving of East Tawas.
Braves win the draw. Maxfield along the goal line, takes a shot. Another nice save, Smith. Maxfield gets it back again. Tries it, and it hits off the back of the cage. Out in the slot, Maxfield can't find a handle on it as he lay loose right in the slot. And now the Legion right back the other way, deep into the Tawas zone, led by Marshall Ryan. Ryan pokes at it, gets it behind the Braves' net. That's chipped along the near wall. Maxfield still on the ice. Long shift here. Braves trying to get out. Ben Bolin with a head of steam through center ice. And a good defensive play there by Kendall Dumas. And then the Braves get a shot on net by Sawyer Ullman. And Josh Smith just covers that up easily. And the faceoff will be deep in the Legion zone. 13:08 left and counting. The guys on the clock are... There they go. They got it. They accidentally forgot to shut the clock off.
But keep making Smith make saves. These aren't all great scoring opportunities, but keep making Smith stop them.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Legion win the draw and chip it out to center ice. Braden Bolin gets it back to the Legion blue line, and they dump it in. Braden Bolin again right there clears it out to just outside the Braves blue line and through center ice. A lot of chippiness now right out in the center ice area. A lot of neutral ice play. Finally, Odell takes it into the Tawas zone. He's all tied up. There's going to be a penalty here on the Tawas Braves for a high stick. Unless it's on, could be on Legion. It's on Legion as Odell goes right to the penalty box. So we're going to get our first power play tonight.
Yeah, see, that's kind of what I saw. I thought I saw him reach up through the Tawas defender, and yeah, you could tell he kind of knew it right away. As red as that whistle blew, he sprinted himself off the ice.
So we got our first Russo Engineering and Tawas Edgeworks power play of the second period and of the game. This is a real one, 2 minutes, not 12
that's
seconds.
Right, not 12 seconds of one.
Face off to the right of Smith in the Legion zone, won by the Braves. Back to Bolin, shot! Drive, and Smith had to be quick to send that up into the netting.
Well, it was almost less than 12 seconds.
That's exactly the way a face-off on a power play should work. On the ice, back to your point, shot on net. See if they can execute that again. This time Legion wins it and wraps it around Dumas all the way to the other blue line. Not kept in by the Braves and chipped down the ice by Caleb Lentner. Gives chase to it shorthanded. Takes a good body check from Ben Bolin. He didn't like it. He comes back at Bolin. He's got his hands up in his face along the glass. Little pushing and shoving behind the net. Finally, Bolin and Lenton break. And the Braves come right back the other way. 3-on-2. Through center ice. Braves into the zone. Shot. That was just wide. Smith rebound. Out front. Puck lay loose in a slot. And the Braves couldn't get it. Oh, there was a good hold right there. Lentner wrapped his arms around a Brave. No call there. Gets back into the other end before the Braves finally get back to pick it up, and they'll go behind the net now and regroup. Trevor Bolaña behind his own cage. 1:07 left in the power play here for the Braves. Turnover right out in front. What a giveaway. No shot on goal out of it, as it took Brady Franzel, one of the seniors on the Legion team, a little bit of time to get his stick on the puck correctly. And the Braves get away with one there. Good hit at center ice. Braves with the puck in the neutral zone. Nice move. Braves bringing it in deep. Sawyer Ullman on a backhand to the slot, but nobody there. And casually, Franzel will just clear it all the way down the ice. Now he's in there giving chase. Out of the Tawas zone come the Braves. Through the neutral zone, he gives it away down deep. And Jackson Reinke right there. We'll just clear the puck out into neutral ice. And the Braves not getting much offense as the penalty expires now in 10 seconds. Kept it at the point, though. There's a good quick pass. Gage Maxfield along the boards. Puts it in behind the net. Legion back at full strength now. Got to watch the guy coming out of the box. Big hit behind the net. Ranky and Maxfield. Puck in the slot. And Ryan from the Legion just turns around and hauls it down ice, and we'll have icing with 10:20 to go in the second period.
Coach Rattell is not going to be happy with the way that power play worked out. That was not well executed by the Tawas offense, no doubt about that. That was a Tawas power play brought to you by Russo Engineering and Tawas Bay Edgeworks of Tawas City.
So the faceoff right below us. Hooper in to take the draw for the Legion. Against Andrika, puck flies up in the air off the faceoff, comes down. Odell wraps it all the way around the boards, and the Braves, Walker Hazen, picks it up and chips it out into neutral ice. Legion with a cross ice pass. Ben Bolin picks that up, almost got kneed. He didn't go down, and the Braves have the puck now in neutral ice, trying to get some momentum going. Devin Gradoff chops it in. Nobody there to get it. A little bit more interference there, not called, as right back the other way now is Hooper, and Hooper gives it up, and the Braves come out again. This time it's Andrika, and he's in a little bit of a stick war with Odell. Ben Bolin back in his own zone, circles, beats the first man, gets it out to neutral ice, gets it to the blue line, chopped in by Gradoff. And Ben Bolin, they lose the puck, and they dump it all the way down into the Tawas zone again. Back to get it to the Braves. Nice move at center ice by Andrika. Little give and go over the blue line. Andrika into the high slot. Shot right on net. Josh Smith turns it away. Puck lay loose in the corner. And now right back the other way. Once again, the goal scorer, Caleb Lettner, with a big head of steam, chips it all the way around the boards. Big, big hit there in the corner. Braves didn't like that. Right back, Braves take a shot. That's into some shin guards. Doesn't get through. Cleared out. Now ahead of steam right around the corner. Cody Prim can't hang on to it. Loses it to Lettner again. Lettner's got to be tired at the end of a shift. Gets it head manned all the way up to Tyler Lamb. Lamb in the corner. Drops it for Lettner. Shot from the point. That blisters wide off the glass and all the way out to neutral ice. 8:26 left in the first period. Legion dumps it cross ice into the zone. Lamb gets it in. Braves chop it out. Right out the center ice. Jackson Renke back to get it for the Legion. Renke across to his partner Henry. Henry drives it in. That misses everybody. Should be an icing, and it is. And I think the Braves will take that icing right there with 8:06 left in the first.
Yeah, need a break. 1-0 Legion here in our second period. This game brought to you in part by Kevin Hummerkaus at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Dallas, Auto Tech of East Dallas, Hemphill and Shermer Construction of East Dallas, the Tawas Bay Insurance Agency, and Edward Jones in East Dallas.
Face off to the right-hand side of Josh Smith, who's got the shutout going right now with 8 minutes left in the second period. Braves dig hard, win the draw, try to get it back to the point. Puck lay loose and finally taken out by Legion, and they get it down into the Tawas zone. Given chase to down in the corner, Wyatt Ryan dumps it in deeper to the Tawas zone. Henry down there trying to play the puck. Braves laying some body on him. Henry comes out with the puck, cross ice up to the slot. Marshall Ryan takes a drive. That's right on Woody with a save. And the Braves clear it to the boards, but not out. Again from the point. That's blocked by Bologna. Bologna trying to give chase. Puck's loose now. Oh, there's a hook. No call there as Cody Prim got hooked. And the crowd here at the barn didn't like that. Right back the other way for the Legion. Brady Franzel down into the Tawas zone. Had his pocket picked by Ben Bolin. Ben Bolin gets it around the boards, but Cooper Gorman couldn't find a handle. Still loose. Down deep. Renke with a shot. Ethan Wood reaches out to try to grab that. Couldn't control it. Braden Bolin gets the puck. And then finally the Braves chip it out to center ice. Renke. Good defensive play. Chips it back down into the Braves zone. That's given chase to by Franzel. Franzel, the senior, centers it. Puck right up to the slot. Braves clear it all the way down the ice. But that's right on Josh Smith, who handles it, and the Braves go for a change. Giveaway right there in the zone. Braves in the slot, shoot, oh! Over the top of the basket. as Sawyer Allman was in deep. Back to the point, shot. That got all the way through, just missed. Out in front, clears it. Puck lay loose. Gage Maxfield takes a shot at it, and he comes in and gets a poke from Franzel. As good pressure there by the Braves on a giveaway by the Legion.
Yeah, that's one that you wish they took a chance at. As Ullman tried to go over the top, instead it goes just a bit too far. And we stay at 1-0. Legion with the lead, 6:23 to play in our second period. Tawas still here in the Legion zone.
Face off to the right-hand side of Smith. Braves win the draw again. Get one cross through the slot. Wind up shot. Ben Bolin right out front. Lay loose. Puck scramble. And Smith hangs on to it as he gets poked at and in to clear the front of the net are the Legion defenders to get rid of Allman and Maxfield. Good hard-nosed hockey here. No penalties called. That's the way it's supposed to be played. And the Braves now getting their best pressure of the night on, Brad.
Yeah, and you know what? There's a couple extracurricular pushes, but it's coming from both sides. And, yep, there's just everything's all right. Cooler heads will prevail eventually. It's all right. Everybody wants to yell at the officials, but, yeah, we're just playing hockey.
Face-off right down here in front of us now. Taylor Williams takes the draw against Henry. Henry wins it. Gets pushed to the far boards. Odell tries to clear it. Gets to the point, but not out. Braves trying to keep it in. Finally, it's poked out to center ice. Braves dump it back to the line. Maxfield walks into the high slot, cross ice. Dolman backhand, oh, off the post. He hit the post with a backhander as the Braves got good pressure on right now. 5:44 left in the second. Lentner the other way now for Legion. Lentner into the zone with a head of steam. Shots just wide. Came all the way back down ice here. Back behind the Legion goal now. Picked up by Ryan. Through center ice, the Legion with the puck. Chip back out. Braves have the puck. Center ice, dumped in right on net. Smith makes a good play and sends it in the corner to his defenseman, Renke. Renke wraps it around the boards. Gets it to Lamb, but not out. Another good pass right out in front. Andrika with a chance. Couldn't put it away. Braves are skating now. Ryan back on his heels. Clears it up. Hits the referee and clears out to neutral ice. Braves back to get it in their own zone. Right back on the attack. Devin Gradoff clears it down ice and into the corner. Renke back to get it for the Legion. Wraps it around the boards to the point, but not out. Now the Legion do get it out, and they got a two-on-one break the other way. Into the zone, shot just wide of Wood. Play really has opened up the last couple minutes. Loose at center ice right now. Odell picks it up for the Legion, clears it down the other way. That's not going to be far enough for an icing. And I stand corrected. It is 4:18 left in the second. 1-0 Legion, but Tawas put a lot of pressure on here, Brad.
Yeah, this is brutal watching all of these good scoring opportunities end up going awry. Great job by Smith. He's done a good job of stopping these shots, so he gets a lot of the credit here. But through this period, the shots have evened out 16-15 now. Tawas actually has the lead when it comes to shots on goal.
Tell you what, Sawyer Allman had two great chances on that last one. First one he put way over the top of the basket. Second one hit the pipe. And there's a draw to the right-hand side of Smith now as we're back underway. Legion tries to wrap it around their own net all the way to the other side. Braves give chase, can't get to it, gets out to neutral ice. Now the Braves will get a hold of it. They dump it just into the Legion zone. Franzel there to take it out. Oh, big hit. They're going to call interference on that because the player never touched the puck. Ben Bolin just buried Wyatt Ryan of the Legion, and well-deserved interference penalty there. You can't do that. As they say, you can't do that.
And well done by one of the Legion players to go over and talk to Ben Bolin about that too, because, yeah, that's not a good penalty there. Ben Bolin did not need to do that either.
Well, fortunately, Wyatt Ryan was able to find his teeth and get up off the ice on his own power and get over to the bench, but you can, I tell you what, he knows he was hit. Now, if he plays that puck right there and Ben throws that hit, it was a clean check. Ben didn't do anything dirty. The hands were down. It wasn't at the head. But because he never played the puck, he just can't check somebody like that in open ice. So now the Braves will have to do what they did at the end of the last period, and that's kill a power play. 3:53 left in our second period. Faceoff will be deep in the Braves zone to the right of Ethan Wood.
And a two-goal deficit could be big. I mean, it's 1-0 right now. This is a very, very important penalty kill for the Braves.
Absolutely. Logan Henry out to take the draw. He's got Frantzel on his left side for the Legion and Lettner on his right. Braves win the draw, get it out through center ice, and they don't just dump it. They bring it in and try to get a shot on net. Good work by the Braves. Now they jump right back on defense. Allman out there to kill the penalty along with Taylor Williams. Henry gets it into the Tawas zone, drops it to Lettner. Lettner puts it in behind the goal where Henry gives chase to it. Works it around the corner. Race for the puck now to get to it. Braves work hard to try to get it out. Couldn't quite get it out. Cross ice. Lettner with a shot. Ethan Wood come out big, cut the angle, and kick that into the corner. Good save by Wood. Legion still with pressure. And, oh, still with the puck. Braves right back the other way here, though. Shorthanded as Sawyer Allman was at the end of his shift, and he didn't even get a chance to change on that. 1:06 left in the power play. Into the slot, Ethan Wood with another save there. Big blast that goes wide from out at the point by Braden Franzel. Franzel with the puck cross ice in a corner. Gives chase to it, gets it back out to the high slot. Cross ice right to the point. Legion walks in, great save by Wood. Rebound out to Franzel. Down low, shot, and they score.
Well, that's a tough one for the Braves to take. As they now go down 2-0, giving up the power play goal. Opportunity after opportunity there for Legion during the power play. They're able to punch that one in, make it 2-0, just to the right of Ethan Wood.
So at 2:31 in the second period, a power play goal. We'll wait to see who they give it to. There was a pretty good-sized scramble out front there, but Ethan Wood made three or four saves in a row prior to that. And just couldn't get it done on that one.
Yeah, about to have a fan kicked out of here.
Yeah, now one of the referees, one of the officials right here, asking somebody to be removed from the rink, so they'll have to get somebody on that.
Yeah, right before the puck drop, a fan came running down from the stand, said something right to the official, and I'm sure it wasn't about how good he's doing today. So
right,
so either way, that fan's going to get removed from today's game. While we pause and wait for that, let you know this game brought to you in part by North Country Signs and Shirts of East Tawas, Lakeview Manor Healthcare Center in Tawas City, Muffler Man of Tawas City, and by Matthew Prim at Zubak Motors of Tawas City.
Checking like to see who singles. Our goal scorer was. They're going to give that goal to number 4, Logan Henry. Off the faceoff, the Legion chips the puck into their own zone right by the net and almost put it in their own net. Sawyer Allman right there to try to help him with that. 2:06 left now in the second period. Right back the other way again. Colin Henneke drives the puck down behind the Braves' goal. And then the Legion forecheck starts working on it. Down deep, Henneke. Braves trying to clear it out, trying to play the body in the corner. Good puck battle. Still loose. Ben Bolin had to catch his guy behind the net. And finally, Ethan Wood just reaches out, grabs on, and holds on. We'll have a face-off with 1:39 left in our second period.
It's going to be an important final 99 seconds here of the second period. I think Tawas really needs to get some momentum, whether it just be an offensive opportunity or they actually get a score. They're going to need to get something going here.
1:33 left in the period. Play deep in the Braves zone. Braves break out of their own zone. Good head of steam. Guy gets hauled down. Penalty coming to the Legion this time. And the Braves finally get a call their way as number two, Dylan Ball, just wrapped his arms around Tallis's player there, Braden Hemer, and hauled him to the ice. So deservedly so, a penalty.
Well, the fan got kicked out, but maybe he got into the head of the officials, I guess. 1:20 remaining, and that's going to bring up another Russo Engineering and Tallis Bay Edgeworks of Tallis City power play.
Like I said, Logan Henry on that goal with assist to Franzel, and also to number 75, Caleb Lentner. Braves win the draw on the power play. 1:16 left here to work with the power play in the second period. Puck loose in the corner. Allman out into the slot. Shot, rebound, shot, save. Josh Smith turns away two. One from Maxfield and one from Bologna, both in the slot. Now Allman centers it again into the slot. And nobody there, and the Legion will send it down the ice. 52 seconds left in our second period. Minute 30 left in the Braves' power play. Braves' long stretch pass goes off the stick and gets dumped back into the zone by Marshall Ryan of the Legion. Here come the Braves now, down through center ice, into the Legion zone. The Legion chipped that back out. Lentner. Lentner's had a strong game for the Legion. He's got a goal and an assist tonight. Into the zone now, Maxfield works it into the slot, shot, he scores! Beautiful setup by Gage Maxfield, puts it cross ice, and the Braves finally get one late in the period on a power play.
That is the second great pass by Gage Maxfield tonight. I didn't see who knocked it in. I think it was 18 who just...
Now it's Trevor Bologna got the goal. Number 9 from Maxfield.
That is the second great pass. First one went to Ullman. He couldn't finish it. That one, terrific, right across. Led him perfectly in stride. I said they needed one at the end here. They got it. They get it back 2-1. Take some momentum into the third.
Absolutely. Big, big goal. 21 seconds left. That's a heartbreaker right there for the Legion. Now we just man these last 21 seconds here and get through this and get into the locker room again and regroup for the third. Play deep now down in the Braves zone. Out in the slot, shot. Ethan Wood with a save at the end of the period. Another one from the blue line. And that was blocked and knocked down out front. Never got through. And there's some pushing and shoving going on down here. No whistle. Puck go out of play. Never really got a whistle for that. Kind of an unusual end to the period there, Brad, as the puck went out of play and none of the three refs blew it down. But nonetheless, Braves get on the board late here on a goal from Trevor Bologna with great work by our guest coming up at half at second intermission here. Great work by Gage Maxfield. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with all the Tallis Braves second period information, and we'll be back after this on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports. Roberger along with Brad Allen back at the Barn by the Bay. Our score through two periods of play. The Legion has two and the Tallis Braves one, but the Braves got a late goal that period on a little bit of handiwork and a nice assist from our guest here during the second intermission, Gage Maxfield. What do you think about that assist at the end of the game? That was some good work, young man.
Thank you. It was pretty sweet. I'm glad we could get some momentum coming into this third period. Hopefully we can bang one home here.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me a little bit, tell the folks at home a little bit about how you got started and where you played all your hockey at. I know it's been here in town.
Yeah, started here when I was 4. Been here until I was around 10 or 11. Went down and played travel for a couple years, and now we're back here.
And I can tell you everyone's real happy about having you back here. A couple things to note that I wanted to talk about. First of all, you broke the record for freshman scoring this year. You got 13 goals. Or 11 goals and 13 and assists going into today's game. You obviously just added to that assist total right there. And you're also second in the team on hits. So those are pretty good things to be proud of at this point of the season.
Yeah.
Got a long way to go yet through this season. What How's your season been for you? Has it had some ebbs and flows, ups and downs? And how's the team bonding right now?
Our team bonding has definitely declined a little bit, but we're working on getting that back up. So we're really glad that we can do that now.
Get your regular jerseys back, maybe?
Yeah, for sure.
You don't like wearing that jersey, do you?
No, not really.
Yeah, they also said that, Coach also said that you had to dress in locker room, the old locker room one down the hall this week.
Yeah, well, we played like how we earned it, so took our stuff away. Hopefully we can start getting better and earn our stuff back.
I agree. That was from the Gladwin game, I'm assuming, on Monday, that you guys didn't have a very good game.
Yes, sir.
What do you see here in the third period, and what do you look for in the third period?
Well, like I said earlier, we're getting more momentum, and hopefully we can keep generating more offense and win this game.
All right, well, you go get yourself a goal in that third period, and when you do, you point your stick up here to Brad and I, because we'll be cheering for you in the third period, okay?
Yes, sir.
That's Gage Maxfield, everybody. His first time on the radio. We're going to send him back downstairs to get ready for the third period, try to milk a goal out of him here somehow for our third period of this game. Dale Wheatley's on the Zamboni. 2-1 Legion right now through two periods. It's not too late to stop by or stay home and stay warm and just stay tuned. We'll be back on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports.
Thanks again to Gage Maxfield for stopping by, giving Kurt a couple of minutes. Appreciate him coming up, and perfect timing right after he makes a gorgeous pass to get Tallis on the board, now down only 2-1.
Absolutely. It's always funny interviewing the ninth graders compared to, like, the seniors. You know, they're just different. He was a little nervous.
A little nervous.
Kind of had to pull some of the words out of him. He didn't have a whole lot to say.
That's right.
But heck of a player. We're glad he's back. We're glad Andrika's back. You know, for years, I think a lot of the, over the years, Tallis has a history of having a lot of good hockey players go play travel hockey. And the reason they went and played travel hockey was, A, for the better competition, but B, we never had a high school team here. So it was either you played midget house hockey here and, you know, in a kind of a low-down league, or you went and played travel. Well, now they got a high school team. It's fun, it's exciting, and a lot of these kids are staying here to play for their high school team now. And I think it's great. Back in the day, I wish we'd have had that here. We could have had some really, really good high school teams.
Yeah, and it's on the way. There's going to be some really, really good high school teams as this team, as this program continues to grow. And it could come back with a lot of momentum tonight. If they can come back, get a comeback victory here after being down 2-0 late in the second. A big momentum swinging goal at the end there by Kyle Andrika.
Absolutely, and then it was nice having him up here. Fed that puck across center ice, and he was kind of on his, he was diving almost to get to that puck, and Kyle Andrika jammed that in from Maxfield, and then on the back end of that, Ben Boland got an assist. So far right now, our scoring summary for tonight is the Legion opened it up on a goal unassisted by number 75, Caleb Lentner, and then they got a second goal and went up 2-0 on a goal by number 4, Logan Henry, with assist going out to Brady Franzel, and our first goal scorer, Caleb Lentner. So he's got a goal and an assist before late with 21 seconds left. Andrika from Maxfield and Bolin. And that's where we stand through two periods here. I want to thank Teresa Andrika for coming up. I want to thank Gage Maxfield. And also especially want to thank the coach, Mel Rattel, always giving us the time in here. I think we have another hockey broadcast this year, don't we, Bradley?
Yeah, one more. Yeah, one more. Next month, yep, we will have one in February. And maybe, who knows?
One more plus the playoff.
Maybe we can get some playoffs in there. Exactly, yeah. Kurt, let's talk about this one here as Tallis gets ready to take the ice one more time here. They've had a lot of good scoring opportunities. Defense looks a little bit frazzled at times. They look a little confused. You know, what do you think is kind of the big key of them beating Legion by 2 in this third period here?
Well, a lot of it, I think, has got to do with exactly what they did late in that period. Play in this end. Chip the puck at the net. Get shots. You never know when one's going to go in. And they just have to continue to forecheck. When the Braves are playing the body on the Legion, things go good for the Braves. When the Braves don't play the body at all, then the Legion has all that time to skate. Then things don't go great. So looking for a good third period, and wish them well here.
And we need a Gage Maxfield goal, you know, point him out up here.
Absolutely. We always ask the guys on the interviews to do that if they get one in the third period. One of these days we're going to get one for them.
That's right. You know, we're still looking for that. Keegan Bender didn't get one the last time we talked to him. For him, we're probably Keegan Bender, more looking for him to whack into somebody. We're looking for a good check right at the
yeah. When you lay a guy out, wave at us.
Yeah,
up here,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, that's what we're looking for at a big number 25.
But. Right. I have not seen much of Keegan Bender tonight.
No, I have not seen Keegan at all.
Mel's running a pretty tight bench right now, so
teams get their final huddles as we get set for our third period. Thanks to Chad Meyer back at the radio station. Doing all the hard work today.
Absolutely. We love our Chad. We love our Hungry Howie's pizza that got sent up to us. All those good things that happened to us. Hot shot fancy radio broadcasters all the time, you know?
That's right. We're the bigwigs around here.
We are. Great crowd today on a Saturday afternoon at the barn for high school hockey today. We're glad you're tuned in. We're glad you're listening in your car, in your garage, in your house. Linesman Kevin Junquist calls both goalies to make sure they're all set, checks with the timekeeper. And here we go. We're underway in the third period. Braves right off the draw. Sawyer Allman walks it right into the zone. Tries to get a shot off. That's blocked, and the Legion turns it around right back the other way. Good play by Braden Boland to get rid of the puck from the Tawas blue line. Comes the Legion again. Another good play by Boland. Clears the puck, and now Allman, with a head of steam, heads towards the Legion's end of the ice before he's checked off the puck. Gage Maxfield on the ice, taking his first shift of the third period. Legion get the puck out into neutral ice. Allman turns it over and walks in down the far right wing in the circle. Into the slot, tried to get it to Maxfield. Couldn't get a shot off. Puck's in a corner, back to the point shot. Oh, Braden Hemer shot right on. And Smith had to be sharp with his toe to get a piece of that. Good pressure by the Braves right now. Out in the slot. Backhand shot again. Nice save there. Taylor Williams got a shot on net. And finally, the Legion clears the puck. And Braden Boland just dumps it right back to the Legion line. And then the Legion headman it all the way up. Franzel in the slot in the Tawas end. Waiting for reinforcements. Here comes one right now. Shot hit the post. Rebound. And Wood takes and hangs on to that after Marshall Ryan just drove it off the post. And again, we'll take that luck right there.
Exactly. Another great save by Ethan Wood to not allow that goal by making the defender shoot it into the post. So a great job by him to get that save.
Boy, oh boy, we'll take that luck. Face off to the left of Wood now. Kyle Andrika wins the draw, chips it back. Lamb gives chase for it to Legion, clears it out to the point. Rinke sends it into the corner. That hit a funny stanchion and kind of stopped short. Helped the Braves get the puck out to the blue line, but not out. Kept in. Shot by Lamb. That's just wide. Raptor all the way around the far side. Braves give chase. Ben Boland couldn't get it out. Andrika gets it out of the zone. And the Legion tie up in their feet. And right back the other way now is Trevor Bolaño. Bolaño gets it into the Legion zone. And then it's broke up and right back the other way. Lentner, man with an assist and a goal in the game, shoots on goal and Wood with a big save. Rebound comes all the way out to Rinke at the blue line. They chip it in, but Ben Boland's right there. He gets across ice to Bolaño, and Bolaño with a head of steam through center. Knocked off his puck nicely, and here comes the Legion right back at it. Puck not out yet in the slot. Shot. That's chipped away. Allman and Bolaño. Bolaño sends it down ice. And boy, oh boy, it certainly looked like Rinke could have played that and it wouldn't have been an icing, but we're going to have an icing with 14:28 left and a 2-1 game here in the third.
High school hockey on 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by Neiman's Family Market of Tawas City, JT Underground Incorporated of East Tawas, M33 Access of Rose City, and the Tri-County Agency in Tawas City. We thank all of our fine sponsors of Tawas Hockey. We appreciate all of you guys giving us a chance to come out here and broadcast these games.
Face off to the right of Wood. Right off the face off, right onto his pads. Gives up a rebound. Allman picks it up out of his own zone and skates out to center ice. Gets it to Maxfield. Maxfield with a weak shot on net that Smith steers into the corner. Allman tries to backhand it out into the slot. Instead, he gets it to the point. Shot
That got blocked up top. And the Legion will come back out through center ice. Legion get it into the Tawas zone. Tawas wraps around behind their own net. Braden Heimer, he can't get rid of it. They try to center it. Puck lay loose in a bunch of people's feet right now. Still loose. And finally, Braden Bolin will skate it out of the Tawas end and out through center ice into the Legion zone. He lets it off to Maxfield. Maxfield works around down to the bottom of the circle. Centers it out into the high slot. Nobody there. Puck came all the way out to the blue line. Benny Bolin keeps it in. Puts it behind the net. Backhander for Sawyer Allman. Oh, just wide. As Allman had a chance to tie it there. 13:24 left. Pressure by the Braves. Heimer down low. Maxfield. Allman. Slot. Smith pokes that away. And finally it's cleared out of the Legion zone. Tawas brings it right back in, headed by Ben Bolin, and he didn't see a guy. He didn't wait long enough for him to onside, and it'll be a faceoff down in the Legion zone.
13:06 remaining in our third period. Good opportunity there for the Braves. Keep on adding on to that. Keep making Smith make saves. That is the, 21st shot on goal for the Tawas area Braves, 24 for Legion.
Face-off outside the blue line. Won by the Braves and dumped in behind the Legion goal. Back to get it, Renicke. Renicke clears the puck forward. Picked up by Wyatt Ryan, and he skates back behind his own net again. Again, this time it's cleared, and this time Legion gets out. Ryan over center ice into the slot shot. Up over the top of the net. Nobody there. Back to get the puck. There is Henneke. Henneke loses it, and the Braves get the puck out to center ice. The hitting's picking up now. Andrika gets it deep down behind the Legion goal. Puck lay loose. Braves trying to get a scoring chance here. Can't get it. Puck still in deep. Down deep working hard is Devin Gradoff. Centers it. Lays loose on the side of the net. Braves digging hard. Gradoff behind the net. Good puck battle. Legion gets it up. They try to clear it. Won't clear. Another backhander, and that clears down the ice. And getting back nicely for it was Braden Bolin. Braden Bolin's had a good game tonight. Now Legion right back the other way, led by Henry into the Braves zone. Henry pulls up, puts the brakes on in the high circle. Maxfield steals it from him and then sends it around the boards. Nobody there. Henneke. Henneke down deep behind the net. Over to Lamb. Lamb. Braves clear it. Allman gives chase. Henry in pursuit also. Henry gets to it first, puts it off the boards. Allman gets rid of it. Maxfield with a shot. That was just wide. As the Braves still trying to apply pressure. Caleb Lentner dumps it into the Braves zone. Braden Bolin goes cross ice all the way to Sawyer Allman. Allman into the Legion zone. Loses it. Got it chipped off his stick. Puck kept in, though, at the blue line. Braves going for a line change. That would have been an icing, but it was deflected. Braves are going to have to come back and play that one. First on, it's number 12, Braden Heimer. Heimer behind his own cage and out through his own circles, and he gets it out over the blue line. Legion get a hold of the puck and get it right back in. Shot right on net. Woody turns that aside into the corner. Legion chips it out to the point. Back behind the net for Lamb. Lamb centers it, and that's knocked out of the way by Braden Bolin. Andrika, Prim. Prim with the puck. Prim turns. Cross ice pass that doesn't get out. Legion keep it in again. Lentner into the high slot. That'll go out to the center ice. And back to get it is Kendall Dumas. Dumas. Dumps it in. The Braves then clear it all the way down the ice. That's going to be an icing. Boy, he had Maxfield down that far wing if he could have hit him with that pass.
Yeah, Maxfield's one of the guys who in this third period you're really hoping can step up and get something going. You've seen a little bit of that. You're really, really looking at guys like Maxfield, like Trevor Bolaña, and of course Kyle Andrejka, who has the lone goal for the Braves. You're really looking for one of them to take over in this third period and make something happen.
10:09. 2-1 Legion, face-off deep in the Braves zone to the right of Ethan Wood.
I think we haven't seen Steven Benner. He's wearing number 8.
Face-off kicked around. Loose.
dug out nicely, and now Kyle Andrika comes back the other way with a head of steam. Andrika into the corner, puck lay loose, a lot of pushing and shoving. Legion knocking guys down, no call. Right back the other way, there's a good body check by Benny Boland. As he put their guy into the boards and the Braves head back the other way. Devin Gradoff into the zone. Tries to get a shot off. That's blocked by Renicki. Puck loose. Gradoff centers it back to the point. Shot just wide. Rebound lay loose. Out in the slot. And the Braves can't jam it home in the Legion. We'll turn it the other way and kick it out to neutral ice. And there's a penalty, a slashing penalty coming. Don't know who it's on. We're going to find out real quick. Yeah, it looks like Devin Gradoff going into the box, so the Braves will have to play shorthanded. Not something that they needed right now.
No, with only 9:23 left in this game and down by one, you're going to essentially be giving up 2 minutes here to just try and play defense. And a good opportunity down there. You saw what the Brave was looking for. He shot it off to the left, looking to get the deflection into the net instead of just going straight at it. And a good opportunity there from the Braves. Now they got to play 2 minutes of defense and maybe look for a shorthanded goal.
Face off to the right of Wood. Won by the Legion. Lamb rocks, wraps it around behind the net. Lamb, Franzel, Lentner, Henry out on the ice. Shot down into the deep corner. Good stick work there. And cleared out of the zone nicely by Braden Heimer. The Legion go cross ice in the neutral zone, trying to get it back in. Braves do a nice job there. Especially some good work by Taylor Williams on the penalty kill. Killing good time down in the Legion zone. Legion come back. Puck chipped off, and that'll be offsides. And it is at the blue line. We're glad you're listening. This is Kurt Romberger and Brad Allen here at the Barn by the Bay. Saturday afternoon, 8:44 left, 2-1. Legion on top of the Braves.
Doesn't get much better than this. We are down to 8:44, and every single pass matters right now. Everything that these two teams are going to do is going to matter for each of these teams who are hovering right around that 500 mark.
Braves with 1:21 to kill, still in the penalty. They win the draw. Walker Hazen chips it down to the Legion zone. Legion back to get it. Same power play crew out there right now. Franzel, Lamb, Henry, and Lettner. Into the corner. Franzel with the puck. Chips it out to Henry. Henry gives it back to Franzel. Franzel in the high slot back to the blue line. Gets it down low to Henry. Not there. Lentner goes behind the net. Centers it out in the slot. Shot, score. A nice goal by Logan Henry on the power play. With another assist going to Caleb Lentner. And that's going to make it 3-1 Legion.
Not entirely sure Ethan Wood saw that one either. He kind of went diving out instead of just staying home. And wanted to get shot right underneath of him. And that could be a big one in this game. 3-1 Legion.
Yeah, Logan Henry, the power play goal, and with 8:08 left, things looking a little bit grim for the Braves right now. But still time on the clock, chip in a chair. We're not done here yet. Face off, 3-1 now, 8:05 left. Braves dump it into the Legion zone. That gets chipped around in their feet, and then they dump it all the way down the ice. This will be an icing. And faceoff will go all the way back down into the Legion zone.
You can separate this third period out now with 7:54 remaining. You'd like to see Tawas get at least one before the clock hits 4 minutes. Then you can make that push in the last 4 minutes to try and make something happen. So I think that's where you're at right now. Before it hits 4 minutes, these next 3:54 to get one out as the faceoff won by the Braves, shot right in, saved by Smith.
Yeah. Good point. Faceoff deep in the Legion end. To the right-hand side, Josh Smith. Legion wins the draw. They bring the puck out through neutral ice. Get it into the Tawas zone. Braden Boland right there. Chip it out to center ice. Kyle Andrika dumps it in, and the Braves give chase. Braves need to make something happen here. Legion clears their zone. They have a 2-on-1 if they hurry. Coming back, big hit down in the corner. No penalty called. They're starting to throw the body around a little right below us. Legion lose the puck. Puck lay loose in the linesman's feet along the boards. Finally, the Braves get it into the Legion zone. Wrap around. Legion still have the puck. Deep down in the zone now for the Legion. 7 minutes left in the period. Braves, that's knocked down with a high stick. If they play it, it'll get whistled down. And the Legion play it, so they wash off the high stick. Now it's back in their own zone. Andrika gets it along the boards. Bologna can't do anything about it. And we have an icing with 6:39 left in our third period. Brad, they need a goal quick.
Yeah, and back down into the Legion zone is another opportunity. They got a good shot last time they were here. So they're going to need to get one of these. Look for Andrika or Maxfield to maybe get a shot on the net.
Coach Rattell sends out Taylor Williams and Sawyer Allman, Benny Boland, and Walker Hazen. Legion win the draw and clear it out to center ice. Ben Boland does his best to get it out. Gage Maxfield gets it the rest of the way and then driven right back in by the Legion. Back behind his own net. Walker Hazen gets it up the boards to Maxfield, who sends it cross ice to Allman. Allman makes a nice move, walks in, shot. Oh, save and a beauty there by Josh Smith right in the five hole. And that would have been a big one there as Sawyer Allman made a great move around the defenseman.
And Sawyer Allman better get a goal tonight. He's going to feel real disappointed about how well he has played because he's played fantastic, has had multiple great scoring opportunities. Smith has just made the saves.
Senior goaltender for the Legion, Josh Smith, having a whale of a game right now. The draw down deep in his zone, won by his teammates, and they clear it out to neutral zone and into neutral ice. Tawa's having trouble with the puck. Finally flip it back to the Legion at their blue line. And cross ice into the zone, a drive, and that's all the way up.
Heads
here.
Up,
heads up, Bradley. We had a deflected puck come right up into our gondola here. And almost caught a piece of it. They had us moving up here a little bit.
They did. I went right up above us here before it hit the right up and ricocheted back towards.
Caught a girder, did it?
Yeah, it did. Went right up above your head there.
I seen her coming, so I was just taking cover up here, protecting everything that's important, like our radio equipment. Face off to the right. Ethan Wood, won by the Braves. Maxfield gets it right out. But again, the Legion, just get that stick in the way and chip it away. Braves out of their own zone. Pass up to Allman. Let it go through his feet. That's not going to go far enough for an icing. Ranky back to play it. Gage Maxfield with some good work down in the corner. He takes some body from Ranky after losing the puck. Out at the blue line again. Chipped in deep. Allman out front. Maxfield couldn't get a handle on it. And the Legion wrap it around and come out of their own zone. One man to beat for the Legion. Back. Oh, good play there. Braden Boland back. Saving the day for the Braves. Henry gets it to the point to Renicki. Renicki, oh, backhand shot won't go. Rebound, and that's in the net. On a tough play there. That goal's going to go to Tyler Lamb as he went to center it. As Ethan Wood was coming back to the goal, Ethan Wood slid. It caught his pad and went into his own net. So tough break there for the Braves. And with 5:17 left, that's going to put them really in a hole here, Brad.
Yeah, they're going to really need to make something happen down the stretch here. Ethan Wood, that not a whole lot he could have done. He got a little out of position on the first shot and ends up taking that one into the net with him. And, yeah, it's going to be tough in 5 minutes to make up three goals.
Face off at center ice now, 4-1 Legion. They had another assist to our guy that's had a big night in points, and that's that Caleb Lentner for the Legion. He gets an assist on the Lamb goal. That's his second assist of the night. Actually, third assist of the night to go along with a goal. So big four-point night for Lentner. He's chirping up in people in the crowd, too. Henneke is. Face-off now just to the left of Ethan Wood in the Braves zone. 5:10 left in the period, 4-1 Legion. Ben Boland cuts out from behind his own net. Little chip pass to Devin Gradoff. Gradoff through center ice into the Legion zone and dumped down behind the net. Gradoff controls his own puck down deep in the Legion zone. Legion wrap it around the boards. And Drika chips it back to the point. Kept in by Ben Bolin with a shot. That's right on. And just like all night, Josh Smith, the last line of defense right there to grab that for the Legion.
He's been cool, calm, and collected all night. Nothing seems to rattle him whatsoever. He's been really, really good for Legion. And if this game holds the exact way it is, he's the story.
You know what Mickey Redmond used to say early in the first period? He'd whistle one by the goalie's ear. Big slap shot by the goalie's ear that'd make him think twice about getting in front of the puck the rest of the day. Legion win it. Send it all the way down to neutral ice. Right there to get it for the Braves. Walker Hazen, he chips it back cross ice. A lot of neutral ice play now. A lot of tired legs, actually, too. Jones on the ice for one of his first shifts of the game for the Legion. Gets the puck. Having trouble staying on his feet right now. Ben Bolin back to get it. Ben Bolin gets it along the boards and out through center ice. That's knocked all the way down by Keegan Bender. Bender gives chase, but the Legion wraps it all the way around, all the way back to the Tawas zone. Frontzel right there gets rid of it. Shot over the top of the cage. And the Braves got away with one there as Frontzel was point blank in front of Ethan Wood. Braves finally work it out of their own zone. 3:49 left here. 4-1 lead Legion. Puck chipped out to center ice now. Legion with the puck. Gabe Vanderklip gives it away, and it gets chipped all the way back down into the Legion zone. And that'll be an icing with 3:35 left here in the third period.
Well, Taos may have to start thinking about what they can do to manufacture some offense, what they have to do to make sure they can get some shots on the goal.
I'm curious to see if Coach Rattell, with 4-1 and 3 down with about 2.5 minutes left, will pull the goalie or not. Draw right out front. Puck lay loose in the slot in front of Wood. Nicely taken away by Maxfield. Maxfield gets it ahead to Allman. He can't find anything to do with it. It's ran into heavily along the boards by Gabe Vanderlip. And now there's a penalty coming, and it's probably going to be on Tawas. Or no, it's going to be on Legion, as number 20 there kind of did a number on Allman, and he didn't like it.
Well, so that'll bring us to our third Tawas Power Play, brought to you by Russo Engineering and Tawas Bay Edgeworks of Tawas City.
They get number 20, Gabe Vanderlip, for roughing on Sawyer Allman. And with 3:13, a man short, this would probably be, if I'm behind the bench, I take the goalie out right now, too, make it 6-on-4 for as much as you can get, you know what I mean?
Yeah, give yourself as many advantages you can get, force them into that formation.
I mean, 3 down's a tough number, but that's what I would try. It's no different than losing by 5 or 6. So Tawas Braves are going to take their time out. We're going to take one with you here on 104.7 WKJC. We'll be right back after this.
Four to one Tawas as they start their power play, and coming out of the power play, one who isn't out is Ethan Wood.
Ethan Wood, so Mel, listen, he must have heard what I said up here. We got the goalie pulled, 6-on-4 situation, 3:12 left. Puck on the ice, out to the blue line. Ben Bolin keeps it in. Down to Bologna. Bologna, shot out in front. That hit Maxfield. Puck lay loose in the slot, shot. And they're calling no goal, high stick. And the puck never made it into the net, but they're calling that it was batted down by a high stick, and that faceoff is going to come all the way down into the Braves zone. And Mel Rattell quickly sends Ethan Wood back out into the net.
Yeah, so he's going to come out and do some work again.
Yeah.
And if they can get a clear here quickly with 2:59 to play, down 4-1, they can pull Ethan again.
Faceoff to his right. Lentner chips the draw across ice. Allman works to get it. It lays on the ground. Henry battles for it tough. Now Allman comes up with it and skates up the left wing. Through center ice with a head of steam and down all the way into the Legion zone. Makes one move. Second move, shot right on the pads of Smith. Rebound shot. Never got through. Got blocked.
comes all the way back down into the Tawas zone. Ben Bolin back to get it. Ethan Wood on the bench. The goalkeeper's out. Henry breaks that play up. Here come the Braves now, led by Maxfield out of their own zone. 108 left in the power play, 219 in the period. Maxfield gets it deep in the zone, chips it along the boards. Braves center it. Smith got a stick on that to steer it to the side. And the Legion iced the puck all the way down the ice. Braves back to get it as they're still on the power play. Ben Bolin misses his man, goes all the way to the Legion side. Shot from way down, blocked. So he was trying to put that in the Braves' empty net. Shot, Bologna, that just goes wide. Down into the corner, Andrika, back to Bolin. Shot from the blue line, that was tipped right out in front by Maxfield. And Smith steered it away with his leg pad. Bologna, loose puck still, high slot. Back to Ben Bolin. Ben Bolin gets the puck to Andrika. Andrika walks into the high circle. Stops, starts, along the boards, chipped out. Ben Bolin right there to keep it in. Walks it in, shot, deflected. Oh, just wide behind the net. Chipped again, and Smith steers it to the corner. Great pressure from the Braves. Legion back at full strength now. They're only one-man power play now with the goalie pulled. 4-1, 103 left, coming up on the final minute of play. Braves still with the puck in the Legion end. Gage Maxfield behind the net. Steers it along the boards. Braves battling really hard now. Allman bumped off the puck and cleared. Ben Bolin back at center ice to get it. Ben Bolin with a head of steam. And that puck is shot. I thought it hit one of the stanchions, and it did. The bench is screaming that the puck hit the ceiling of the building, and they didn't knock it down. Almost a empty net goal because of that. And then an icing on the Legion as they dump it back in. Strange happenings there, Brad.
Yeah, that puck went up in the air and then I lost it.
Well, you could hear it hit. It hit up top.
Hit somewhere up top there.
And that's a dead puck down when that happens.
Dropped down harmlessly under the ice. And with 30 seconds left, Tao is just kind of playing out the string here, trying to get one before they can punch it in.
Bertel sends his sixth skater out onto the ice, Braden Heimer this time. Still no goalie. 30 seconds left. Tallis has the puck down deep in the Legion end. Puck in the slot. They get it out to the point. Bolin. Over to Bolin. And once again they ice it in another icing as they tried for that long empty netter from the other side of the ice. And the faceoff will go deep one more time down into the Legion zone.
Thanks again to Chad Meyer back at the radio station helping us out today. Thanks to all of our guests who came up, Mel Rattel, the head coach. Thanks to Teresa Andreka, and also to Gage Maxfield. And, of course, thanks to Hungry Howie's for delivering the awesome pizza, too.
And thanks to you, my partner, Brad.
And, of course, always to you, Kurt, as we wrap it up here.
9 seconds left. Braves win the draw. One more chance at the empty netter. They miss it again. And with 4 seconds left, there'll be another faceoff.
One more time.
Down in the Legion zone.
At this point, it's just fun for Legion, trying to get these full court shots in.
Now, the team I played on, if you iced the puck like that and didn't get the puck to center ice before you shot that, you'd be skating the next day. Coaches don't like it when that happens because it gives them one more chance, you know. Face off to the right-hand side of Josh Smith, who gets my gold star today. To the point, Ben Bolin drove it right into a defenseman. And there's the horn and the final buzzer as the Tawas Braves go down in defeat today to the Legion in the first part of the Golden Helmet series, 4-1. We will recap the scoring right after this. And we'll be right back with you here on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports.